the day. England won the toss, decided to bat in perfect conditions. They made 325 for 5 in 50 overs. We'll hear from Nasser Hussain later in the programme. He made 115, his first one-day international 100. But the platform was laid by Marcus Trescothick.
Here comes Zahir Khan, this time to Trescothick, who flicks it away on the onside, that before.
Here comes Zahir Khan again, and Bowles, and that's clump. That's going to be the first six of the match. Over deep mid-wicket, it only just made it for six, Nira Bowles, and that's driven through extra cover mightily by Trescothick for four.
Probably confounding it. Trescothick's down the pitch and hitting it high in the air, he's just got away with that. Over mid-off's head, he'll take the two to bring up his half-century.
Here comes Ganguly,
and that's hit in the air. Oh, God, he hit that hard. Screwed. It went past poor old Pipe there like a rocket.
Scottick swings again. That's gone away. Over mid-wicket for four runs. Well, that was a good old-fashioned cow. Here comes Harbhajan again. In bowls from Scottick down the wheel. Swings it away for six. It's going into the bottom of the mark stand.
Tucks it on the onside. There was some bad on that one, all right. And that is Marcus Scottick's 100. I believe he's fifth already for England.
It's his third in these matches, and it's come off 89 balls with two sixes and six fours.
He's got it with Bowles. Trying to sweep that away through deep in wicket. A very fine innings comes to an end. He's out for 109. Kumblet last has a little bit of fortune. He's had no luck at all today.
326 to win. That's well over six and over when they started. They're given the best possible start by Sehwag and Ganguly.
And here comes Goff again. He's in now, both. Oh. And Sehwag crashes this. It's short and a bit wide. He makes a bit of room for himself and crashes it through the covers for four. My goodness me, what a stroke. Here is Flynn Goff running in now. He's up to the wicket, both. And again, that's four more. And it's put the game all the way for six. It has. It's gone all the way for six. Rav is signalling a six. Umpire Button is signalling a six. And all of us are signalling sixes.
Here comes Flintoff. He pitches it up and Ganguly plays a magnificent lofted extra cover drive. Flintoff, tall, fair hair, bows outside the off stump. And a beautiful stroke. Just steered away by Ganguly. Gave himself room and gets his 50 with a square drive. In comes Irani, and that's pushed into the offside and just squeezed for four to the third man boundary. Square of Vaughan, who was at third man, trying to save the one. Here's Flintoff from the nursery end. There's a full toss carved away by Ganguly for four. 101 for no wicket. Judah bowls to Ganguly, who opens his shoulders and swings and is bowled. Or did he get a catch? It's so difficult to tell whether the bales have come off.
It's bowled. It just took the bales off.
So 106 for no wicket, and the bowling change, well done Trescothick, has done the trick.
They were at the start, but as I England went round the par, but they stuck to their principles and they worked, because they had then India at 146 for five.
Yeah.
And so even though it was pinging around in the first 20 overs or so, they got reward for doing the basics right.
Well, let's move on. There was no fireworks from Tendulkar today. He and Rahul Dravid were out in the space of three overs to reduce India to 146 for five in the 24th over. England to win, you may have thought, but no. Mohammad Kaif and Yuvraj Singh added 121 for the sixth wicket in just 106 balls. Yuvraj was out for 69. And the equation, with five overs remaining, was 31 to win, with four wickets in hand, and Mohammad Kaif on 67.
Comes Goff, he bowls, and it's swung away to the mid-wicket boundary. That settled the match, I think. Kaif is the hero as Flintoff runs past umpire Buckner, bowls to the right-handed Harbhajan, bowls him. Is there a sting in the tail? Probably not, but you never know in cricket. 314 for six. Andrew Flintoff, he bowls to him short. He pulls at it and misses in the peel for caught behind him. Cumbly looks very disconsolate. He didn't think he hit that. In comes Goff. He bowls to Cave. Who drives it down. Game for third man for four. And that makes the last over a cakewalk. Flintoff races in from the box, from the nursery, and bowls a full toss. It chipped into the offside. They got one run. And a throw misses the stumps. They're going to get a second run. And India have won. They've won. Mohammad Kaif is the final hero. But he and Yuvraj Singh really are joint heroes.
Faggers, I've been joined by the man of the match, Mohammed Kaif. Fantastic win for you.
Yeah, it was a tough game, and it's never easy chasing 225, you know. But although we had lost a couple of wickets early, like, but I knew that with Yuvraj Singh is a kind of guy who can really change the game at any stage, you know. So just wanted to keep the rotate. I wanted to rotate the strike at the stage. And I knew that if we stayed there at the end till the end, so it was the game. Yeah.
When Sachin Tendulkar was out, you got 146 for five. Did you really think you could win it?
Yeah, we knew that. I mean, like Yuvraj Singh, I've been playing him with like last five six years. So I know he's the kind of guy who can really change the game at any stage, you know. But it was a good wicket to bat on. So we knew that if we had wicket in the hand, so we can always in the game. Yeah.
So when you came off facing a target of 326, did you think it was possible you could win?
Yeah, always. I mean, cricket, everything, like these guys, if somebody making 325, why can't we make that runs actually? But it's a good wicket to bat on, super wicket to bat on.
And did the Indian supporters inspire you?
Very much. The crowd, I mean, it was terrific. I mean, even comparing to India, it was a really good crowd. They've always been supporting us. It was good to have them.
Great day for you and for India.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah.
Thanks for talking to us. Yes, thank you very much. Thank you.
We've played against this side quite a bit now. You know how explosive they can be, what talent they have. And you have to keep... the game is never over. It's not like a county game somewhere where you get the opposition four or five down and, you know, you can start packing your bag and saying, you know, where are we going tonight and stuff. The game at this level with the quality of batting that is now around is never over. And I knew that, and my team knew that, but we just couldn't do anything about it today. It could have been, you know, one of the greatest days of the summer. But as it was, we lost a very fine game of cricket. We've improved beyond recognition, really, from a year ago where we lost every game in this tournament. And we're playing some really good cricket, and that's why it's disappointing not to round it off today with a win. But yeah, we're improving all the time, and now we've got to look at an area like today where, you know, maybe sort of, you know, slower balls or Yorkers or something, they were just slightly better than us at that today.